My name is Marion Rubenzahl. I live in Neversink. I've been in Neversink 67 years. I moved here from Liberty when my husband and I got married. They had a rule then, if you get married, you're supposed to live with the guy. So I moved from Liberty to Neversink.
Was that a good move for you?
Oh, yes. I thought I was moving from the big city of Liberty, which is really a small town, from the big city of Liberty to teeny tiny Neversink. And from the first day I arrived, I've loved this town. The people, the area, the scenery, everything is real country, pure America.
Wow, that's wonderful. How did you meet with your husband?
I met him at the Jewish Community Center in Monticello. They had a group for young adults. It was really a singles group, but we didn't have the word singles then. And I went when I was 16 and 17 and 18. And we went roller skating and all different activities together. And I met all the kids from around the county. And then my husband came home from college and he came there and he met me.
Wow. Yes. And he grew up in Neversink?
He grew up in Neversink, yes.
Wow.
He moved here from Brooklyn when he was 10 years old. And his parents built the house here, and now I'm living in that house.
Wow.
After his parents passed away, my husband and I moved into the house.
Wow. When his family moved to Neversink,
yes,
the reservoir wasn't in place yet, right? Or was it in construction?
No, it was not. And that was built around 1948-50, and it wasn't fully opened yet when Harry and I got engaged, and that was 1951, June of 51, we got engaged, and in October we got married, and I think it opened up just around that time. And my husband was one of the people who worked on the dam.
What did he do?
As a college kid. I don't know. I don't know what he did. It was kind of like warehouse type stuff.
So I know that there were a lot of mixed emotions about the dam, you know, in Neversink. What's your husband's attitude? Or I don't know, does he share that with you?
He was a kid in college,
yeah,
at the time. His parents, of course, still lived here. A lot of people had their homes bought from them,
right,
by the city, and they took their houses off the foundation and took them by trucks up to higher ground on what was the outskirts of Neversink. And they built new foundations for their homes and put the old homes on the foundations. But I understand that before the city came, that Neversink was a very big town, even bigger than Liberty.
Wow.
That's what I was told by Vic Leroy, who was the police chief in Liberty at the time. That's around 1950 some.
So it kind of shrank. The town shrank, Neversink.
Oh, yes, because Neversink sank and is now underwater. And they moved the community a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm. So when you moved from Liberty to Neversink, did that really feel like a really big move, like your whole, like a different world? Or?
I was a newlywed and I had lived with my parents all through the years. And so moving with a man was kind of strange, but that's what you do when you get married.
Yeah, and when you came to Neversink, you didn't know anyone other than your
husband? I didn't know anyone.
How old were you?
But I was 19, my husband was 21, and the different people in the area took me under their wing, and they were so nice to me. And actually, we were the only Jewish family in Neversink. And everybody wrapped their arms around me and welcomed me. And it was sweet. And then when we had children, I wouldn't let our children go off our land because I wanted to watch where they were. So all the neighbors' kids used to come over every morning to our home and play with our kids. So I took care of the neighbors' kids as well as my own, for free, of course. And the kids all played together, and it was very, very nice, friendly. And I really, from the first day, I've loved.
Has Neversink changed in your lifetime?
The new school, Tri-Valley Central School, was being built just around that time. And my husband's uncle was one of the men who started Tri-Valley School. I believe he, though, Max Rubenthal, I think he only had an eighth grade education because all of the boys had to quit school at sixth, seventh, or eighth grades to work for the family. And yet, when he was way older, he was one of the men who started Tri-Valley School.
And how did you and your husband make a living?
We had a chicken farm.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you still own the farm?
I still live on the property. It's no longer a chicken farm because New York State Sullivan County used to be called the egg basket of New York State. Almost all of the poultry farmers were here in Sullivan County. Now, there are maybe three or four.
And that's what your husband had going already when you first met
him? Oh, yes.
Okay,
oh, yes.
So you came in and
it was started by his father.
Okay.
In fact, his father, Mo Rubenthal, was the first fire chief in Neversink. He and, maybe about 10 other men started the Neversink Fire Company because they felt they needed a volunteer fire department.
Can you just describe like a typical day, how it starts at a chicken farm? Like, what do you do, the first thing you do?
Okay, I have to admit to you, I never worked on our chicken farm.
All right.
My husband felt, actually this is the Jewish way, my husband felt that a wife should not work. And keep in mind, this is 1951, and I had had a job, and I loved the job. It was in Liberty, and my husband said, oh, no, you don't work after we're married. And I said, but I love my job. He said, but I'm your husband. I will provide for the family. And at that time, it was felt, or he felt, and I hope nobody who has to work now gets mad at this, but this is the way it was then, that a man is supposed to provide for his wife and children, and if the wife has to go to work, it's an embarrassment that to the husband that he can't provide well for them. So he didn't want me to work. And the first 20 years I didn't work until I went out and got a job myself, which he didn't like the idea, but he understood. I wanted to, but he was right. I should have stayed home. It would have been a better life for us if we continued with me staying at home. And I really do think he was right.
Well, my parents were the same way.
Okay.
My mother had a job before she met my father, but she quit and she raised three daughters. And that's a full-time job.
And I loved it. Much better than going to work.
Mm-hmm. How many children?
We have four sons.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that's a lot of work.
Yes. And the four sons were very involved in Cub Scouting and Boy Scouting. And they received a fantastic education at Tri-Valley Central School. It is it is and was the best, and I hope that doesn't make anybody from another place mad, but it is the best school in this area.
Where are they now, your four sons? Where do they live?
One lives in Puerto Rico. Two, Marty lives in Puerto Rico. Murray and Mo live in California. And Arthur lives here with his wife, Andolyn, in Neversink, yes.
So why did he choose to stay? Because
he loves it here.
Was he able to find a job?
Oh, yes.
Oh, great, wonderful.
In fact, he's here right now outside in the rain at the farmer's market, he and his wife.
What business does he have? What does he sell?
Vegetables at the farmer's market.
That's wonderful.
And they have a farm stand where they sell the vegetables. And it's a happy life here.
Wow, that's wonderful. And at least you have one of your children nearby. That's nice.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. And they both, Arthur and Andolyn, both do a lot to help me. I have never plowed the snow.
You won't get flooded.
I have never mowed the grass. And this was my husband teaching our sons. That's the man's job.
Wow.
So they do take care of me.
Yeah. And so you no longer own your farm?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So yes, there are people, it's still operational?
No.
Oh, okay. No, you live
Not
there.
At all.
Yeah. Okay. And so you retired?
I retired about 30 years ago.
Wonderful. That's a really
I'm 86
story.
Now.
Yeah. Okay. And you look very young.
How are you? From the fire department.
Yeah.
I had said my father-in-law was the first fire chief in Neversink. They bought their first fire truck, but they had no place to put it. So he had a great big square hole. Cut out of the front of his chicken coop, and they made a garage for the first fire truck.
Wow.
So that was the first firehouse in Neversink. And the fire truck was kept in our chicken coop.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's what people in this town do. The men formed the fire company, and all the local men, a lot of the local men, started the fire company, and their wives and mothers started the ladies' auxiliary of the fire company. And today they're having a chicken barbecue to raise money for the new ambulance that we're going to buy, I hope. And I've been selling tickets for a raffle for the fire company and the ambulance corps. And then there's a sign across the street. I painted that sign last week to say chicken barbecue.
Yeah, okay, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, you did see the sign?
Yeah.
Oh. I painted three of those signs about 10 days ago.